The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Perek Neitel, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Amud Beis. From the Mishnah and the Gemara here, we see a fundamental yesod, an interesting halacha in the Dinei Muktzah. The Mishnah begins, Neitel Adam es benoiv even biyodei. A person is allowed to pick up his son, even though the child is holding a stone, which is another Muktzah. The Gemara qualifies this, the bottom of the Yomid, by explaining we're dealing with a child, betinik sheishle gagu in alovith. The child has longings for its father, and Rashi explains that we're concerned that if the child is not picked up by his father, it could make the child ill. And since this is b'makom tzar, the concern of the child becoming a chole sheish b'sakana, shein b'sakana, therefore the Chachamim waived the yisur of muktzah and they permitted the father to be metaltel this muktzah only through the child, because it's not a tiltul b'yadayim. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. V'lehemidu tiltul shaloi b'yadayim b'makom this sakanas chole. The primogodim in the Eishel Avram, in the beginning of Simen Shintes, has an obvious question. He asks the kasha that the Yisoy that we learned in Hilchus Muktzah earlier in the Masechta. The halacha is that a tiltul min hatzad shaloi, a tiltul min hatzad lutzer davar hamutter is mutter. If one is metaltal muktzah, one moves muktzah in an indirect manner, not be a dayim mamish, not carrying the muktzah with his hand, if it is lutzer davramut, if it's for the purpose of something that is permissible on Shabbos, then it is mutter. Tiltul menatzad lutzer davramutter is mutter. If so, as the primigodim, then here carrying the child is a davramutter. To pick up the child is mutter. So then, since he's only carrying the evan, since the father is only carrying the stone indirectly, it should be viewed as a tiltul menatzad lutzer davramutter, and it should be mutter. The primigodim answers that from here you see, and really we'll see this, is the Rishonim say this as well, that you see that this case is considered a tiltul biyadayim. It's considered as if the father is being metaltul the evan mamish biyadayim, even though, as Rashi explained, he's not carrying with his hands, but it's considered as if the father is being metaltul the evan. Primigod brings a raya to this, because the Gemara earlier compares the case of the father picking up the son with the evan in his hand, compares it to a case of carrying out a child on Shabbos to a rishus, from rishus hayochet to rishus harabim, and the child has a kis tolabit savore, the child has a pouch or a bag wrapped around its neck, tied around its neck, and it's considered as if you're doing haitzah on the kis, and the person is chayiv, he is liable for haitzah on the kis, on this pouch, even though he's not carrying the pouch with his hands, he's only carrying the child, and the child has the bag around its neck. Still, it's considered, we view this as if the person is carrying the pouch. So too, says the Primogodim, we will view the father carrying the child as if the father is being metaltel, is moving the stone, which is muktzah. And therefore we only permitted it b'makom gaguim, when there is a concern of the well-being of the child. So explains the Primogodim. Reb Shlomo Zalman brought in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perachah Beis in Oretz Adites, explains this concept further, that tiltul menatzad is only when there's a shinui, there is some sort of deviation from the regular way of tiltul or moving things. But since over here, when the father picks up a child, it's quite normal for the child to be holding something in its hand, therefore the tiltul of the father of the child, and therefore thereby the stone, is considered a regular tiltul and cannot be viewed as a tiltul minatzad. And therefore, even though this would be a tzarech davramutter, it's considered a tiltul directly and not an indirect tiltul. As we said from Rashi, it's not mamish a tiltul biyadayim, but it's not yet to the category and the level of tiltul minatzad. The Gemara then asks the kasha, Ihachi, the bottom of the Yomid, Ihachi, to the top of Kuf Membezim and Aleph, Ma'ir Ye'evin. If you tell me that it's
permissible. The Chacham waived the Yisr of Tilta Mukta. When a child has Gagu and Alaviv, so the Mayir Yevin, why is it only if he's carrying a stone? Afilo Dinanami, even if he was carrying a coin, even if he had money in his hand, it should also be permissible to pick up the child. And yet, Alama Amar Rava Leishanu Ala Evin, Rava taught that indeed this case is only when the child is carrying a stone. Aval Dinner, if he was carrying a coin, it would be Asr. And the Gemara answers, Evan, Inafla la yasa avua la asuye, but dinner inafel asi avuya la asuye. We're concerned that if the child drops what he's holding, so if it was a stone, it's not worth much, so the father's not going to pick up the stone. However, if it was something valuable, for example, a coin, then we're concerned that the father would pick up the coin, either to give it back to the child, or perhaps to store it away and hide it away, not to lose it. And so therefore the Gemara makes this distinction between a stone and a coin. There's an interesting machlokes rishonim over here, how to understand this kash of the Gemara. Rashi learns that the din by a coin, by a dinner, is even if the father is not carrying the child in his hands, but even if he's only holding on to the child's hands. We quote Rashi. Rashi says, "V'taima la mishum tiltalu." The concern by a coin is not because the father is being metaltal the coin, is moving the coin. Da afilu la'oichse biyaday, even just to hold the child in his hand. V'hatinik mahalav biraglav, and the child is walking next to the father, but the child's holding the coin. Still osalei rava, rava still prohibited it. Dil manafil, because maybe the child will drop the coin. V'osul la'asuye, and the father then may go pick it up. Again, we're only talking about a tinik sheish legagu, and it's only a concern of a chela sheim by sakana, and therefore we're not going to permit it by the coin, even if just holding the child's hand will calm the child down, he'll stop crying. Still, that's not permissible when you're dealing with a coin, for fear that if he drops the coin, the father may pick it up. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara. The Ran brings the Ramban, and the Ramban learns that we're only talking about a case over here where the father will pick up the child. In that case, if the child is holding a coin and not a stone, then the Chachamim do not permit it, because if the child drops the coin, we're concerned that the father will pick it up, as opposed to if he's carrying a stone. If he would drop the stone, we're not concerned that he will pick up the stone. We could explain the Shitas Ramban, why the Ramban is only concerned when the father only picks up the child while the child is holding or carrying a coin. Over there, there's concern that the father may pick it up. And the reason is, this is Mavur from the Ran, is that since carrying a child with the child holding something in his hand is the regular way of carrying something, there's no tiltal manatzad, it's not a deviation, there's no shinui in this tiltal. So in the mindset of the father, since he's allowed to carry the child, even though the child is carrying something, and in his mind that's really the same as if he is carrying something in the normal way, therefore there was concern that Chacham were afraid that if the child drops the coin, then indeed the father may go pick it up. Mashenkin, as opposed to if the father was just holding the child's hand, in his mind that's not as if he is carrying the coin itself or any muksa that the child is carrying, and therefore there's less concern that if the child would drop it, the father may then go pick it up. Lehalacha, the Mechaber and Simon Shintes Sif Aleph brings these two shitas. After bringing the halacha, the night alone is benay vevin biyadai, and it's not considered as if there's a tiltal to the stone. That's only with the qualification, as the Gemara had said, v'yushayesh lo ga'agu and aloviv, shim lo yitlena yechla, were concerned for the well-being of the child, av lamein lo ga'agu and alov, but if there's no hysterics on the part of the child for the father to hold him, it would not be permissible. Then the Mechaber says that this is only permissible by a stone, avalim dinner biyodai. But if the child was carrying a coin, then afilu lechay satinik biyodai, V'hu ma'alach b'raglov aser. That's like Rashi Shita. Even just to hold the hand of the child, we also don't permit it, because the chayshina, the mechaber continues, the Shulchan Aruch says, the chayshina dimla nafel, maybe the coin will fall down, v'asi avui la'asuye, and we're worried that the father may then go pick it up, either to give it back to the child, or to store it away. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yei shayimrim, and this is the Shita of the Ramban that we quoted, v'yei shayimrim shloi osu elekeshehu noisei atinik im dinar biyadei, that this is only osu when the father is picking up the child, he's carrying the child with the coin in his hand. Avalecha is atinik biyadei, but just to hold on to the hand of the tinik and walk next to him, afal bisha dinar biyad atinik ein bekaklum, even though the child is carrying a coin, there is no concern. Usually the rule is by the Shulchan Aruch, when you have a stam, va'achachach yeshayimrim, the halach is like the stam, he's passing like the stam, and he just brings the yeshayimrim as another tzad. The Bihalach writes over here that the Bach indeed paskin luchumra like the first svara, that when the child is holding a coin in his hand, even to hold the child's hand will still be asur, like Shitas Rashi in the Gemara. Abu Bel Yirabe says the Bialocha, Kosav the Eshlisme Haldei Zumishum Sakonas Chayli. Because we're talking about a concern of the well-being of a child, so the Bial Rabbi says we can rely on the second sheet, on the Eshayman, which is the sheet of the Ramban, and the Ramban is also brought in the Ran, and therefore there's reason to be Samech to rely on the sheet of the Ramban. If we should point out that this whole machloek between Rashi and the Ramban is only talking about a child who has gagu and alaviv. It's only when we're concerned about the well-being of the child, then when the child is holding something that's valueless, like a stone, then we permit the father to hold the child. And when he's carrying something of value, like a coin, then according to Rashi, you can't even hold the child's hand to calm him down. And according to the Ramban, we permit the father to hold the child's hand. We only don't permit the father to lift the child up, as we explained before, based on the Prima Gaon Rav Shlomo Zalman, because that's considered like the father's mimatalta, the muktzah biyodav biyodav, and we don't permit it in such a case when it's a dinner. However, according to all shittas, if the child does not ga'agu and aloviv, there's no concern for the well-being of the child, and the child is holding something of value, and it's muktzah, it would be usur to hold the child's hand.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.